Recording.
Hello.
It's getting too washed out.
Yeah.
It's gonna need more natural light. I know. I hate that that's our only natural light in this place. Besides, like, bedrooms.
Well, let's turn it down so people can't see me crying toward the end.
No, that's gonna be part of the fun. We did a Facebook Live of it a couple weeks back, about 3 weeks ago. Did you watch it?
I didn't do the live.
Oh,
I listened to the audio.
Okay, you should definitely watch that video, because we are both in tears for the bomb. All right, I'm going to go ahead and... It's a little washed out. That's workable.
Let's see if I got room back here. It's a little tight. All right. Ooh, I've been cooking all afternoon. It seems really dark in here now, though. All right. So this is my first time I've had a guest in a minute. So,
all right.
Welcome. If you want to try to scoot in towards the middle, that might help a little bit.
Doing a
mile
frame over here.
I don't know. I can't see it.
Doing our best to socially distance.
Yeah. Kind of looked like you may have been behind the microphone.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, welcome. Welcome, Matt. Welcome to Kind of Epic Show. We've been doing it now for like 7 years. This is your first time on.
Yeah.
So welcome, welcome. So, during quarantine, I kind of explained it a little bit before show, movie theaters are closed, television production is on a halt for the most part, so we really have not a lot to talk about. There's a couple things here and there, sure. Space Force, did you watch Space Force?
I haven't watched
okay.
Space Force, yeah.
Entertaining.
I've heard that they're getting the, they're taking the patent away from the government, which
yeah.
makes me
The
happy.
Trademark?
Yeah,
definitely. I feel like the government should get sued anyway because it looks like a Starfleet emblem.
Yeah,
it's
such an
Star
absurd
Trek.
Thing to have in our government in the first place that it's like,
yes.
Of course it's like, it's patented under this fantasy show.
So anyways, welcome to Kind of Epic Show. So we're going to be doing, as our viewers know, we started it last week. We had an audio-only version because the battery died on the camera. My fault on that. Oops, rookie mistake. Anyways, we're doing hot sauce challenges, similar to the YouTube channel Hot Ones. But so it goes, you know, something to do. Change it up a little bit for quarantine, and I was getting bored and started buying hot sauces. So I needed to
Sounds
do
great.
Something.
Are you a drumette person or are you a flats person?
Either one. Right. Do you have a preference?
I used to be a drumettes person because I don't think I knew how to eat flats.
Do you know how to eat flats now?
I do know how to eat flats now, so yeah, I can
you
handle
crack them and pull out the bone.
Exactly, yeah.
Perfect. I had to teach her that. And it's crazy, when I watch like Hot Ones, so many people just eat them from the side. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
So is this a clean bone show, or is this a take a bite and then handle it show?
I've been doing a clean bone.
All right.
Just because this is also my dinner, so.
<Far out.
laughs> There are 10 extra wings that are technically for her.
Right on.
So, Effie's here. She's just off camera, since we have a guest. She's over there on her computer doing something.
Researching
hot sauces. Great use of time.
Yeah.
All right. So, as you know, there's a book, Pick 3000 Pick One Questions. So this is going to be our format. I'll ask you a question, and then you'll ask me a question, and we'll go back and forth. So first off, let's go ahead and get our first sauce and first chicken.
The classic.
The classic All hot right. sauce. This is from... First We Feast presents Hot Ones. It's the classic. Can't go wrong with that. Just a classic good hot sauce. So I'm just have at it there, Matt.
All right.
Pick one. And this is for the bones.
All right. Perfect.
Ooh.
Okay, I see how we're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Surprised you didn't crack it first, since you went with a flat.
Yeah.
All right, cheers.
All right.
So,
this, can we do it socially distantly?
Yeah, 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 definitely, definitely. All right, so, first question for you. Vans or Converse, and why?
Vans. It's easier to slip on. I've become lazy in my old age, and I'm not a shoelace kind of guy. And if I have to lace them up like Converse every time, I said even with the shoes that I have that are lace shoes, I have them set where I can just slip my feet into them. Mm-hmm. So, let's see here.
Have at it. So, yeah, I definitely agree. Mm. I have a pair of Converse. I've never owned a pair of Vans. But my Converse, I just don't wear anymore because I'm way too lazy to deal with them. It's like, yeah, I could put those on. I could. Or I could just put on my tennis shoes that just slide on.
And by the way, who's wearing shoes anymore in this day and age, right? Like, is anybody wearing shoes?
I'm doing a lot of walking.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah. trying to stay active while being stuck inside.
There you go.
Yeah. So, what do you think of the classic?
Not bad.
Yeah. You know, just a simple...
Very tomato-y, I feel like.
Yeah.
Is there tomato? Did I just make it? Is there tomato?
Let's see.
Is it like a tomato base?
No tomato. Nothing that I'm seeing. So, it looks like it's...
It's very
organic chili de arbol peppers. Organic apple cider vinegar. Organic vinegar. Water. Organic garlic. Kosher salt. Organic turmeric. Turmeric?
It's very gardeny, right?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. So that's the classic.
All right,
your turn to ask me a question.
I'm not trying to make it hot sauce all over your book here.
Oh, you're fine. It's see. Well used.
Do
too.
I just
yeah, just fine. Yeah, random pick.
All right. Ooh.
There tends to all be right. like one or two entertainment questions per, or whatever. Fits your fancy.
Oh, here we go. Hawaiian shirt or ugly sweater, and why?
Hawaiian shirt. I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I wear a lot of overshirts already, so, like, if I could get a nice Hawaiian shirt that I could just lounge in. Sweaters, I find, like, besides, like, a hoodie, I find all sweaters itchy and annoying, and it's just, like, I can't wait to get this dumb thing off. So, at least with a Hawaiian shirt, I can be comfortable.
I get that. It kind of depends, right? Those are two different clothes for two different times a year, right?
Yeah,
I'm probably
definitely.
Not going to wear a Hawaiian shirt where there's a foot of snow on the ground, right? So,
but why not?
Well, I guess when there are those Boogaloo boys who do it. So,
all right. So, next sauce here. I pre-broke my flat.
There you go. You got it down.
Yeah, like bone came out clean.
Nice.
So now we're going to do the Hippy Dippy Green. This is a avocado kiwi hot sauce. This is from Angry Goat Pepper Co. Now you wanted this. So Matt got to pick out the first six sauces. Okay. What drove you to this one?
So I'm a, I like a lot of fruity flavors. You know, even in like the beers that I drink, I like sours. I like a lot of ciders. And so avocado and kiwi, that's really interesting to me.
The avocado comes out, but not a lot of the kiwi. No heat to this at all.
Oh, yeah. The classic was hotter than this.
Oh, yeah.
A little on the back end, but not much.
Yeah, not much at all there.
Well, you get a little kiwi there.
But good. It's still a good sauce. Good flavor. Hi, little dog. Let's not start this again. I don't need the big one on my lap again. All right. So, Mr. Potato Head or Buzz Lightyear, and why? Mm. That's weird. You think it would have been Woody and Buzz?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go Mr. Potato Head because Mr. Potato Head existed independently of Toy Story. Buzz is a creation of those people in Pixar.
Truth.
So you pull him out, and he says, "Look, this is such a good and lasting character that he can be put into this other context and have his own personality.
Yeah.
So I think it just becomes like a lasting that. Personality.
I like that. That's a good answer. Man. See, if it was, I think it would be a better argument if it was Woody and Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why it's Mr. Potato Head, but I definitely respect your answer for that. Huh. And, I mean, now, I mean, Buzz is going to be around for forever now as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Buzz Lightyear is never going away now.
Yeah, it's...
But neither is Mr. Potato Head, so yeah. I agree. All right, next one. This is Heats a Peach. This is from Food's Best Friend, Lucky Dog. This is a really nice sauce. You're going to like this.
This I'm excited about. I'm a big fan of peach flavor.
Have your choice there. I'm so glad that you do that. I'm going to rag on everybody that comes on that doesn't.
I
like the flats because they give you plenty of room for the sauce.
It feels like more chicken.
Definitely more chicken.
This is more of a liquidier sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free to hold it over the bowl if you need.
Yeah, we're going to get all the way to the end, and I'm going to use this in my white pot sauce all over my face.
Right.
All
right. All right to do now, not so much on the later ones. All right, so I'm going to ask another question as you're taking a bite. That way you can think about it.
Okay.
Let's do.
Oh, he good. Hey. Oh, not bad.
Crocs or Dr. Scholl's?
Does Dr. Scholl's make actual footwear? I would say I don't use Crocs. I would rather have no shoes on than Crocs on. But I do use Dr. Scholl's inserts.
Yeah.
In my running shoes, and so I would say Dr. Scholl's because I just don't. Nothing against the Crocs company. I use Dr. Scholl's. Yeah,
I feel like I have seen Dr. Scholl's like shoe brand, like they have like the gel insert already like in the shoe.
Are they like middle aged dad shoes?
Yeah. Like New Balance.
Yeah. Has the jury come out on that? Is New Balance racist? I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, I would rather go with Dr. Scholl's inserts because I don't want to look ridiculous.
Yeah, Dr. Scholl's are in any shoe thing, right?
And Crocs look ridiculous.
I'm gonna do my best to do this.
We can get you another one. Can we get another paper towel?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
He doesn't want to itch his eyes, which I don't blame him. Man, the meat's just falling right off of these today.
Nice. Yeah, they're very good. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I don't know that I told you.
You're very welcome. Here, so we got some more.
Nice.
Go ahead and set those on the chair next to you. That way they're not on the camera. All right. So what do you think of Heats a Peach?
It's good. It's the first that we've had. It actually has some decent heat to it. Excuse me. But yeah, if that's number three, I'm a little worried about what the last one here is going to be.
It might be slightly out of order, but probably not by much. All right. It's your turn.
Alright, let's see here.
That's a weird...
I mean, I think the answer to that is obvious. let's go with that. Let's talk about it. Austin Powers or the Godfather Trilogy. Or the Grandfather Trilogy. I don't know how...
Wow. That's such an odd question.
Yeah.
Because they both have their merits.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
I think, as a trilogy as a whole, Austin Powers might do a better job of nailing the third part.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because I think Goldmember's the best out of the series.
Sure.
Whereas Godfather Part 3 is definitely the worst in the series.
Yeah.
So at least Austin Powers ends on a way better note.
Yeah. It's hard, though, to when you look at the trilogy, even with that one down note in the Godfather trilogy.
Yeah.
It's still, you can't beat 2 years of, or 2 movies of really just, I mean, stuff that people will be inspired by for a generation, like,
oh,
that
for
have
sure.
been inspired by for generations. Like, they, they're not going to be looking at Austin Powers and studying it in film school.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Now, they might look at, the Love Guru and see how to ruin a career, but that's the only thing they'll be looking at Mike Myers for.
I don't know. Out of those movies, The Love Guru reminds me of that movie, You Don't Mess With the Zohan,
yeah.
which I think is criminally underrated.
I own it. I agree.
It is a... really... As far as Adam Sandler movies, it is one of the better ones.
Go ahead and tell them what sauce this is.
This is a ghost pepper and blueberry hot sauce. It's got a 4 pepper rating.
look at that color.
Yeah, it's very, very blueberry, right? Like, yeah. Very blueberry color.
So, yeah, I think that's just still such an odd question, but yeah, The Godfather will stand the test of time where Austin Powers, you watch it now, and it's like, this is dated.
Yeah.
This is... It's not a period piece, but it may as well be. It's a wonderful window into the 90s, for sure.
I know. Out of anything that Mike Myers has ever done, the thing that I remember him for most, more than any of his movies, is standing by Kanye West and not knowing what to say after Katrina and the George Bush doesn't care about black people thing.
Yeah.
Hilarious. That's also the way I remember Chris Tucker most, too, is having to go to Chris Tucker. So, yeah.
Oh, that's delightful. Oh. Not a lot of heat. But a really nice flavor.
Very acidic.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's very vinegary.
Yeah. Mm. Wonder how much of that comes from the blueberry, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think blueberries have a nice acidity to them anyway.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's for sure.
That's tasty.
Now, are you more of a vinegary or buttery hot sauce kind of person?
Buttery.
Buttery?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I'm more of the vinegary kind of guy.
It's hard not to like vinegar though. Like so many of all of them have it. Yeah, that's really tasty. That's from Bravado Spice Co.
Yeah, really good.
All right,
the hottest one so far has been the peach one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The next one's really nice too. It's a. Let's see. I keep going, like, automatically flipping to the same pages. I'm not sure why. All right, let's see. This is timely. Lemony Snicket or J.K. Rowling?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. J.K. Rowling's storytelling ability, I think it was better. Arguably better, and her influence on pop culture is arguably farther reaching than anything that the Lemony Snicket series did.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But come on, man.
As a person, she needs to stop talking.
Yeah, what's this anti-trans stuff? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Like, I don't get it.
She's been very sorry. I'm trying not to touch my face for hot sauce reasons and quarantine reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't understand, like, it's this thing of the concept behind it, of she thinks that trans women take away from women as a whole, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
No.
And so, yeah, it's strange.
Love that the cast has come out, the cast of the movies has come out and kind of disowned her. It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not okay.
It's like... She's like three waves back in feminism. It's like, come on, get on the times, J.K. Rowling. What are you doing?
Yeah. I saw an interesting argument stating that Warner Brothers needs to kind of just move past her.
Yeah.
Since they own the rights to pretty much do whatever they want with Harry Potter at this point, that they just should.
If someone told you a year ago that you would be feeling this way about J.K. Rowling and not Johnny Depp,
right? Right? Like... What a flip there. Now the next Fantastic Beasts is going to be boycotted because of J.K. Rowling and not Johnny Depp.
They can't catch a break, man. They just can't. Nobody can catch a break.
I mean, I'm extremely happy that Johnny was you know...
Oh, yeah.
He is getting, you know, he's cleared.
Yeah, he's...
Because Amanda Heard was crazy.
Yeah, hey, it's... But yeah, it's... Bummer for those movies, man. Right? I don't think are as bad as what some people have said they are. But
no,
like,
I like them. They're extremely watchable. They're not as good as the Harry Potter movies, but they're extremely watchable.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Chris Columbus isn't going to touch any of them again. But like, right? Hey, you know.
He's doing the third one, right?
Is he doing
the third one? I think so.
Oh, I did not know
that. Not Chris Columbus. The guy that did the last couple.
Oh, the last couple. Oh, yeah.
He did, like, Goblet of Fire on for Harry Potter.
Huh.
Why am I spacing his name? I'm not going to look it up right now. Yeah, maybe I should. I want an answer on this. Do you want to introduce the next sauce while I'm looking this up?
So this is Los Calientes from the Hot Ones bunch. The first we feast. David Yates. Yeah. I really like what a lot, and not only just the Hot Ones show that these guys do, but I like all the other, like the Burger Show is a frequent for me. I really dig the content these guys put out. So
have you watched the game show?
The game I have.
They have a Hot Ones game show.
I have seen the one where they ask people like shady questions, like hard to answer questions, and so you either eat the sauce or you answer the question. And that's a fun one.
All right, this is a good sauce. As you can tell, it's probably the lowest out of all of them I have.
You know, I'm a big fan of, if a hot sauce is green, like a verde sauce, I am usually a big fan of it. We've got one here, a shout out to a local restaurant called Don Juan V's. It's a Peruvian restaurant down on the... what is that, southeast side of India?
Yeah.
It's they've got a hot sauce that is just, I could sit there and eat that all day, man. It's amazing.
All right, next question. Oh, there's two that are good on here. I'm going to go with...
It smells really good, too.
For comedy, do you prefer slapstick or satire?
Oh, satire. I've never been a big slapstick guy. I mean, I get the, appeal to slapstick, but, you know... I don't know. I don't want to come off as pretentious here. Maybe I'm just a thinker.
No, that's fair.
I do frequent the subreddit "Children Falling Down" a lot, though. that's a good one. So I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I think slapstick. There's definitely a time and place for it, and if used properly, it works wonders. Like, especially if it's in, you know, a more satirish movie and it has that moment of slapstick that comes out of nowhere and it could be comedic gold.
Yeah.
Or even like, what's a good example? I don't know. I can't think of a good example of that happening, but it does, where you can have this movie that doesn't really justify having anything slapstick in it, but when it uses it, it... It's like, that won. That completely won. But I think slapstick does kind of tend to be a bit more lowbrow.
I do enjoy the satire of slapstick, though, too. Stay with me here.
Okay.
So when, like, what's that movie that Paul Rudd is always pushing to Conan? The one where the guy in the wheelchair falls
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they did it on
something
Mystery
in
Science
me.
Theater. They did it on the.
I'd say Marley and Me, but that's the dog movie.
Yeah,
that's
it's the. I'm gonna get this as well. All right, so our next sauce is where we start taking the jump here, Matt.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't that. I mean, it was tasty for sure. It wasn't heat wise bad. Actually, this was heat wise way over what that was.
All right. Paul Rudd, Alien. I could spell today.
Yeah, that weird movie that was... Wasn't it, like, sponsored by McDonald's? Like, the entire movie was made by McDonald's or something?
Yes. I accidentally put Paul Alien movie and it brought me the movie Paul.
No.
Paul Rudd, Alien movie. Let's see. Mac and Me,
that's right. It was something in me. Yeah. Yeah. But when they satire, when they take a ridiculous thing of slapstick and they show the absurdity of it and make that more, that's the point of the satire, is how absurd the slapstick was.
Yeah.
Like, that gets me. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the next sauce. This is a... It's from Queen Majesty. It's a red habanero and black coffee hot sauce.
All right. I dig coffee stuff. There's a Blake Cider from a cider company up in Michigan that they do a... I can't remember the name of the cider, but it's a coffee-infused cider. Really like a lot. Oh, and here in... can I forget that without mentioning here in Fountain Square, we've got a New Day Meadery. They've got a great Breakfast Magpie, is what they call it. It's
I love Breakfast Magpie.
Yeah, blackberry coffee mead.
And on Black Friday every year, they do the Imperial Breakfast Magpie.
Yeah, man. Have one of those and you're about done for the day, right?
Right.
I mean, anyway, I've got two kids. I got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, so I don't get to drink much, and so when I'm get one of those Imperial in me, I'm about done. There's a wolf on this one. I don't know if that makes it scarier. Yeah, but the wolf is standing next to flowers, so I don't know. That's makes it sweeter. I don't know.
Man, that's tasty. That is tasty.
Where's the coffee?
Yeah, I'm going to use that on a lot of stuff. That is really tasty. Actually, not much heat to it.
Yeah.
I'm not getting much heat at all on that today. When I tried it the other day, there was a bit more of a kick. But not much heat on that at all today. Mm. That is really good.
Yeah.
That's the first time I tried it on something. I just had a little bit in a... on the side the other day.
Oh yeah, any of these just by themselves are going to kick your ass probably, right?
Oh yeah. All right. So, next question. E.T. or Gremlins?
Oh.
Since you brought up Chris Columbus.
Mm.
No, Zemeckis did Gremlins, didn't he?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm off my game today.
I think I'm going with Spielberg there. I mean, that's just personally for me what I grew up with. I know there's a lot of people who grew up with Gremlins.
Joe Dante did Gremlins. Mm. Chris Columbus wrote it. There we go.
I
knew he was involved.
Yeah. I'm going E.T. That's, you know, jumping off point.
I mean, they're both Spielberg too, though. Mm-hmm. Spielberg produced.
Oh, he did, didn't
he?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sticking E.T. I'm going E.T. You know, it's one of those when you look into the future, you think about that, you think of Close Encounters.
Yeah.
You think of E.T. Like, there's all, like, that one genre of, like, family stuff that came out of that time. That was just more timely for when I was growing up, but, you know.
I was always more of a Gremlins fan.
Huh. Well, yeah, well...
I don't have an E.T. sitting behind me.
I guess that's true. That's true. Well, you know... You grew up with parents that were really into media, too.
Yeah,
true. My parents, not so much, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I think Gremlins is, like, the media person's answer. E.T. is, like, the not media person's answer.
That is a good example of... Because it's kind of horror, but it's like, a family-friendly horror.
Sure.
That has slapstick moments that work really well.
Yeah.
And in a situation where they shouldn't be slapstick.
Yeah.
That is an example. It's Gremlins.
Yeah, don't know if they wanted it to be slapstick. I think they took it seriously, and then later we're like, glad people are laughing.
Considering what they did with Gremlins 2, where they took that silliness of the first one that was there in small doses and amped it up. I could definitely see that.
Do you think their feelings were hurt a little bit after the first one, and they came out and they were like, "This is a great comedy"?
I think it was always marketed as that, though. It was always meant. It wasn't meant to be a horror film. It was a family film that had horror and comedy elements, but it also had a little cute little hero to save the day.
Yeah, you can sell Happy Meal toys off that guy.
Right. I don't know. I never connected with E.T.
Yeah.
Like, I think I felt more like watching the commercial that came out, like, last winter with E.T. reuniting with an adult Elliot than I did the entire original movie.
Yeah. Well, and so many people, like, my introduction to it. I mean, I saw the movie as a kid, but it wasn't really, you know, it didn't have that great of an impact on me. But going to, like, Disney World, like, going to Orlando,
yeah,
and, like, the E.T. ride.
Oh, yeah.
That left an impact, right?
Oh, for sure.
And, like,
for
Gremlins sure. didn't have that element of it where, the you know, Gremlins isn't in Disney World.
Yeah.
So, or Disney, is it Disney World or Disneyland down there? I know there's two different ones.
Disneyland is down there, right?
One or the other.
I believe. I believe. They're both closed right now, so yeah, it doesn't matter.
Can't go.
Can't go either one. So we're not going to lead you to the wrong place. You're not going to book tickets at one and go to California and it be the wrong one. World is in Florida.
World is in Florida. Yep,
there
Perfect.
We go.
All right.
I live down there. I should know that.
Yeah.
All right. So the next sauce. I don't feel like those are comparable either. I'm not going to do that one. Those are weird, too. All right. I'm getting there. Give me a second. All right. We're in our 30s.
Okay.
Special yes. K or shredded wheat?
Oh. The shredded wheat, is it frosted shredded wheat?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
It doesn't say. So, I mean, Special K also has the different fruits and different stuff in that, too.
You know, I'm going to say Special K. Here's my problem with shredded wheat. For Kellogg Company, is that shredded wheat?
Yeah,
are they both Kellogg Company?
I don't know.
So
we have a fact checker over here. So this
shredded
is great.
Wheat, you only get, like, two of the squares, unless you're doing the mini shredded wheat.
Mini shredded wheat, yeah.
You only get like two squares, and then you gotta break it up with your spoon. Like, what is that? Like, what? And then there's all that little waste on the bottom there. It's just like little strands.
Do you not like drink that up or scoop that into your spoon?
Well, how are you gonna choke on the strands? Like, there's like strands that are like this long.
They're mushy by the time you get there. It'll just go right down. You're not gonna choke from
maybe
that.
Maybe I eat too fast. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, like two, like if you like plunk two things in a bowl, I don't think that counts as cereal. Like that's cereal. If you don't have at least 50 or more of the things in the bowl, that doesn't count as cereal to me.
Fair enough. I'm a Special K guy. I have a container, like a resealable container full of Special K strawberries.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
Love it. Favorite. Yeah, it's my favorite cereal. Yeah, I do like mini wheats, frosted mini wheats from time to time.
Yeah.
Right, but those will mess with my bowels.
Yeah.
So
it's good to keep regular.
Same with Life cereal. I love Life cereal, but it's like, oh, if I eat a bowl of Life, I better take the rest of the afternoon off.
There you go. Are you a cinnamon Life guy or an original
cinnamon,
Life guy?
Cinnamon Life.
Well, yeah, that's the way you got to go with it.
Right?
Yeah. Have you ever tried to do a keto diet?
No.
It's fiber is very, very important in a keto diet, and that's the thing.
It flushes you, right?
Yeah, it's like if you're just gonna eat all meats. For anyone, I don't know what the average age of your audience here, but if you're just gonna eat meat, eat some lettuce too, man. Get that fiber,
right?
All right, what we got?
All right, so next is Torchbearer sauces, garlic Reaper sauce, all
right.
Carolina Reaper.
I'm a garlic fan.
Yeah.
I can dig the garlic.
This is where he really starts to ramp up.
All right. It's not been that bad. The peach has been the hottest one so far.
Yeah. This is a thick sauce, too. Let's get out of here.
Ooh.
That is thick.
Oh, that doesn't even have, like, a regulator on
no,
it.
No,
wow.
No, no. That's
okay.
Just a... that is a thick sauce.
Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
I got the flow going.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, I gotta switch hands.
Yeah, that's fine.
I gotta switch hands to get
the... We probably should have sat on the opposite sides.
Yeah. How much doesn't make me a wimp? Is that good?
I don't... Sure, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna put a little more onsense to that now. I'm gonna regret that. I think real garlicky up front smell.
Oh yeah, that smells delightful. It smells really good.
Oh.
All right, so let's see. Next question. Next question. Let's see. This is in no way a serious question, but I'm just curious. Pinky ring or thumb rings?
Ooh.
I don't have an answer to that.
Is thumb ring a thing? I only know about pinky rings. Is thumb ring a real thing?
I don't know. It says it.
Yeah.
Must be.
I'm not a rings person in general. I've got my wedding ring, but that's like it, right? Like I've never.
Oh, here's a real question. This is dumb. Why would anybody pick the other one? Highway or toll road?
Oh.
Who the hell would pick a toll road?
Well, I mean, if you're trying to get there faster, right? Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get there faster, the capitalist pigs have made it where you have to pay for it, right? So, I mean, if you just absolutely have to get there faster and you don't want to sit in traffic, going up to see my parents in Chicago, like, I'll try and avoid the toll roads over there, yeah. Right? I'll go around 80. I'll go through Chicago instead of getting on 280.
Yeah.
There
it is. There it is.
Okay, there we go.
There it is.
Sometimes you just gotta get where you're going, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. And sometimes they're unavoidable.
Okay. It's not even enjoyable.
Wow. Yeah, it smelled way better than it tastes.
Oh, yeah. It smelled delicious.
Ooh. That is, does have a nice garlic after flavor to it once you get past the initial heat a little bit. But that is rough. I recommend saving your milk. Don't go for it yet.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ooh. The Muppets or Sesame Street, and why? Muppets or Sesame Street.
The Muppets, for sure.
Yeah?
I had no fault to Sesame Street.
Wow.
My kids are more Sesame Street people.
Yeah.
But, Muppets Christmas Carol? Come on.
You're right,
yeah.
I agree. You have some Sesame Street right above you, but...
Oh, yeah. Like, I...
Because Muppet Pops are really hard to come by. It's like they did them for, I think, Muppets Most Wanted, the last movie. And, like, if you want a good Kermit, it's, like, $90.
Yeah. Whew. Well, Sesame Street does seem a little more, they're public, right? They're publicly funded.
Yeah.
They are a little more, like...
Aren't they actually backed by HBO now? HBO owns a portion of them, I believe. Ooh.
Wow. Okay, yeah, but you know, maybe that I was just ranting about capitalism before, but now, I think the Muppets are definitely the more capitalist of the two. But
how so?
And they're not publicly funded, right? They are.
They're owned by Disney.
Yeah, they're definitely Sesame Street. The entire goal was to help people learn, to help underprivileged kids learn for free. So that I dig Sesame Street for, but...
I'll give Sesame Street credit for pissing off Tucker Carlson.
Oh, there you go, yeah, I mean...
Anyone that can make that man mad?
Oh, yeah. You know...
High five. Kudos.
It's... Yeah. That guy's garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's
Would you mind passing me another paper towel?
That's a staying power with that one.
Just wait.
So when we get to the end here, how long does that burn last? Is that like...
All right. So, next is Stargazer.
Okay.
The Stargazer, North Pepper, Artisan Foods. Stargazer, hot sauce, Scotch bonnets, and ghost peppers.
Okay.
Question to go along with this one. Stargazing or caching?
Geocaching, that's when you, like, pick up rocks, right?
Yeah.
Or identify rocks?
I think so.
I feel like you have to be smarter for geocaching, so I'm going to say stargazing.
Sometimes anybody can look at stars.
Yeah, anybody can look at stars. It's more accessible to the lay person.
Now, what isn't accessible for stargazing is this hot sauce.
Is it bad? Is it bad?
It's warm.
Okay. What is the description of it? What are the flavors where it's supposed to impart?
Scotch bonnets and ghost peppers.
Okay.
Let's see. Jalapeno peppers. Scotch bonnet? It's a pepper.
Oh, okay.
Jalapeno peppers, scotch bonnet peppers, ghost peppers, apple cider vinegar, sugars, slight maple syrup, garlic, lime juice, and sea salt.
Okay, so there's some probably some elements of acidity to it. Probably some elements of vinegariness. Let's see. Yeah. I don't like, I like hot sauce for a reason, right? Hot sauce to impart a flavor. Like, we were talking about that Don Juan V's hot sauce that I like a lot from that restaurant here in Indy. It's like a cilantro-based hot sauce, and it is there to impart cilantro. It definitely smells peppery. Maybe that's what I was picking before, like that tomatoey, like that gardeny. It smells gardeny.
All right, let's see.
The more it gets here, what is the cursing rules on this? Is this a family show?
No.
Okay.
Nope. You're completely allowed.
Okay.
YouTube page has been demonetized for ages. So. All
right. So fuck YouTube.
Yeah. Right. Back when they did that big like monetization purge a couple years back. It's like, cool, it didn't really make me money, but every so often I got like a $50 check. Yeah. Which was just like maybe once a year.
Yeah.
Oh well. All right.
Are we eating before or after our question?
During. So go ahead and take a bite and I'll ask the question.
Okay.
Trivia or game night?
That's not so bad. I'm sure I say that, it's going to hit me. Trivia. I mean, I'm not very good at trivia.
I think after the last one, that's not too bad.
Oh, yeah, that's not too bad. Oh, yeah, it's... it gets you on the back end.
Yeah, a little bit more on the back end. The other one was a bit more up front.
It's tastier, right? The other one smelled like you get that garlic smell.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I have to change the order of that next time for next week.
Yeah.
That should go like this.
Yeah, trivia, and everybody has to learn the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the rules of trivia.
Yeah.
Right, even though I suck at both. I can have a good... If people are having a good time around me, though, I can have a good time, right?
Like, right.
I
used to host trivia night for years when I was still at the brewery that I'm not going to name.
Yeah.
Just because... But,
sure.
Yep. But when I was with them, I hosted trivia for years, but I've always sucked at playing trivia because for some reason, like when I'm put on the spot, my brain just shuts down under pressure.
Yeah, it's that pressure of it. It's just like, if you want to talk about like The Office, or you want to talk about, to talk about The Office, or you want to talk about, what else do they do? Friends is a big trivia thing. If you want to talk about those, let's talk about those, but like, don't nice guy me, put me on the spot. If you if you don't know what's the top 10 moments of The Office ever.
Right. Like... All right. So we're going a little out of order. Typically, if you do a hot ones, they always end with the last dab. But I think our last one on our list today is way hotter.
You know, I think my big issue with what the last dab is, people always do the last dab and they never talk about how it tastes.
Yeah.
Like, they're never like...
Are you excited to try it finally?
I am excited to try it. Like, these other two, like, the first one is, basic hot sauce, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's comparable to, like, Frank's.
Yeah.
And then this one of theirs, it was very, very tasty, actually. Not that hot, but very tasty. Everyone talks about how tasty this one is. Nobody ever talks about this one as far as the taste.
Yeah.
I think maybe because of the journey, they're just ready to get through, right?
Yeah, they've already done that one, typically. Yeah. That one's always right before this one.
Yeah, so it's like, at that point, that's ruined their taste buds forever.
Oh, yeah. You'll be tasting stuff funny for a couple days.
Okay. All right.
All right. Last stab. I accidentally put this all over a hot dog the other day. Yeah. I grabbed the wrong one. Did not pay attention.
It does have like a mustardy look.
Yeah, it looks like a mustard based. I'll let you have that.
All right. Let's go.
All right, next question.
Now, are you a what brand of hot dogs are you?
I can't talk. I'm a brats kind of guy. I would prefer a brat over a hot dog any day. But if I'm doing a hot dog, I'm gonna do Frank's Red Hots.
Okay.
You know those bigger ones with the red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like turkey dogs a lot. I'm a big fan of stopping by and grabbing a Costco dog, like $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda. Like,
okay.
Hey man, it's a big hot dog too. Like before a Costco was built down by my house, they had I was like, okay, yeah, I was thinking like a hot dog that you'd make at home. But no, these things I looked at, they're like 600 calorie hot dogs. They're huge hot dogs.
Yeah.
Crazy. Huge.
Yeah. All right. So this question. Shaun of the Dead or Zombieland?
Ooh, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah?
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead. I get the appeal of Zombieland, I think Shaun of the Dead was a better made film. You can't get better than
where you get
the
that
direction of Edgar
slapstick
Wright.
Slapstick versus satire.
Yeah.
Or a little bit more. Zombieland,
more
slapstick.
Yeah. Edgar Wright makes a movie when he has something to say about it, right? Or when he has a unique perspective he wants to impart to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like Baby Driver, for example. Like, that was... He wanted to... as far as what I took from the movie, he thought it would be cool to make a movie that was intertwined with the music in that way, right? The plot was almost secondary.
Video. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's... I'm going to say Shaun of the Dead.
All right, I'm curious what you think of this.
It doesn't smell like anything, which is weird.
It's definitely a mustardy base to that. It's like garlic.
There's an acidity to it.
Yeah.
Too, that you don't expect. Yeah. I wonder when the heat's coming in. Oh, there it is.
There it is. There you go. I think I'm getting immune to these hot sauces.
I just ordered 4 more.
You just ordered 4 more? And that puts us over 20 hot sauces.
It's a good selection.
Yeah, definitely.
We're getting the constrictor.
Okay.
Pineapple habanero.
Okay.
I forget what the other two were. Brain burner, maybe?
Okay, that was in the pack with the constrictor, right?
Mm-hmm. I forget what the last one was.
All right, not going for it. Not going for the milk yet.
Okay.
All right. You doing all right?
Right? Yeah.
You doing all right?
I would just say pineapple is a great flavor
for
hot sauces. Hot sauce makers.
Yeah.
Pineapple more. Yeah. The acidity.
You doing all right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's kind of.
Just know this next one's hotter, so you might not want to go through all your milk.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Starting to sweat there a little bit, buddy. Oh, let's see. And just since I went there yesterday...
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. It's expected.
All right. Okay. All right. What do we got?
Thundercats or Super Friends. I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but I visited the Cincinnati... Union Terminal, the inspiration for the Hall of Justice yesterday. Mm. They were closed, so I got to see it from the outside, which was, really neat.
You know, I watched Super Friends growing up. I did not watch Thundercats until I was older.
Yeah.
And still haven't made my way through, like, Thundercats as a series. Oh, excuse me, this is disgusting. I'm sorry.
It's all right, no apologies.
But yeah, I'd say just I have a more personal connection with Super Friends. But Thundercats, it was one of those things to watch later that was like to see some of the absurdity of like those 90s, those 80s cartoons.
Yeah.
So out of either of those two, He-Man. But
I find it funny how Super Friends has maintained and been able to still have an influence on DC Comics and properties today.
Yeah.
Well, like on the Arrowverse shows on the CW, they just introduced the Hall of Justice in this year's crossover. Yeah. And Gleek, the monkey, you see his cage where he escaped, and you hear him running around.
Yeah.
My nose is running.
Yeah, I know. This.
Oh. You got one more. One all more.
Right. That one is a very front of mouth hot. It's a very palate hot. It's not a throat hot, if that makes any sense at all.
So it's really weird. If you would have watched our first video that we had these, I was pretty far off. Like I was kind of wrecked. But I'm definitely getting used to this. She's bringing over the milk. Would you like to refill your glass?
We'll see. I'm on standby, I guess, because I'm sure this is gonna be empty. But if that is hotter than that, then this will be empty.
All right.
By the end here.
Oh. I don't know how I made so many more wings or drumsticks unless we were just all going for the flats.
I think so. I think we got overconfident with the flats. We wanted to show off our abilities.
I felt like when I was making them, I was doing 50-50. So, if you're curious, since you did say you just liked the wing, fried them on the stove first. Deep fried them on the stove first. Took them off when they were a little bit undercooked on the deep fry, and then I baked them. I salt, peppered them, put them in the oven.
They are very crispy. Yeah. They are incredibly crispy skin on them, which is good.
Especially for breaking those flats. Yeah. And just bone comes right out.
No, I am glad they are traditional style. I'm not a fan of chicken nuggets masquerading as wings.
Oh, yeah. No, bone... No one should do boneless.
Yes.
All right, so... Pick your stick.
All right. I'm doing a drumette since we mentioned it. I'm doing a drumette here.
All right. Let's see. I have mine. This is Da Bomb, Beyond Insanity.
All right. Do I feel like I'm going to hate this?
Oh, probably. I'll let you go first.
All right. I can't really... I've been trying to smell all these. I feel like the tone of my voice just changed.
It did a little bit.
I've been trying to smell all these before, but like...
Now your smell's gone now?
Yeah, I can't even smell. Like, around this region, my smell started going. I can't... Oh, all right. You still get a little smell. Right. Like, it's very... Oh, it just smells awful.
Right? Here. Let's put a little bit more on here.
A little bit more?
Let's do a little bit more.
Okay, well...
Let's do a little bit more.
All right.
I'm going to go for a little bit more there.
All right, well.
Don't hate me for this.
How much is a little bit more?
That's good. That's good. I know you were looking at mine like, how much did he put on?
All right, well.
I've experienced it in its full glory before.
Are we asking a question first and answering
it? Yeah, let's try. This is the last question. So let's try to make it something good. Let's see what we have. All right. Battleship or Risk?
Oh, Risk.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, that was easy. Yeah, that was easy. That was dumb.
Is there any real strategy in Battleship?
All right. I'm curious what your answer would be to this.
I'm going to get a bunch of people from... the Battleship community is going to hate me now. Did I ever tell you about the time that I insulted... I made a comment about scuba divers.
No.
And, the scuba diving community went after me. I said something like, who would scuba dive in the first place to stay on land? And there are a lot of people that are very passionate about scuba diving.
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Some people do it for a living.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Battleship. People are gonna come back to me now and be like, "It was Battleship."
All right, so real question: Mick Jagger or Paul McCartney?
Oh.
All right. Take your bite.
Well, that's gross. Oh, that's gross. Not even good. Oh, that's awful. Ooh.
I think this is a slow burn. This one will come and get you.
The first you taste it, and it's just disgusting. Then the burn. Then the burn. Fuck. Fuck you, David Westman.
God damn it. Oh, that cough made it worse. Oh, the cough. Son of a bitch. The cough hurt. The cough hurt. It's like I was doing well until I coughed.
I can't even swallow the chicken.
So, Mick Jagger or Paul McCartney?
I'm going to say Paul McCartney. No songwriting prowess. It's painful.
Oh. Be careful not to touch your face.
Yeah. Did Mick Jagger really write songs like that, though?
Yeah, good question.
I can't even talk. I hope you're entertained.
First time I did it, I was cussing a lot more. I'm still crying. There are tears down my face. Well, and then it hit. It's like it hit you way quicker than it hit me. But yeah, that definitely, it definitely makes the tears run.
It's just a life of pain from here on out now, is it?
Yeah. No, nothing. Nothing you eat for like the next 24 hours will taste normal. Mm. Even the milk doesn't taste normal.
Yeah. That didn't help. I tried gargling with the milk.
It didn't make it worse.
It didn't make it worse, but it didn't help. How many ways are there to drink milk?
Here, let me top you off there. Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Paul McCartney is my answer.
Good. I don't know how anyone could answer that any other way. I like Mick Jagger, but he's not Paul McCartney.
No, yeah, I mean, he's more style than substance, I think. Which is good. He's got a good style.
This dog likes being on camera. This dog likes being a star, don't you?
Good dog.
Now stay away from the wings, though. I would feel so bad if you got a hold of the bomb.
Yeah.
Whew.
That's okay.
So what was your favorite?
My favorite.
Do you want to do you want to try that again?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm okay. It just tasted gross. Like, it was the least flavorful. And it's just stupid. That's just stupid. That's ridiculous.
I saw you looking over at my wing and noticed how much I put on there.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let's add a little bit more to this. So the first time,
I'm gonna say actually the coffee one, the one with the wolf and the
flowers.
Yeah. the what is this called? Queen Majesty Red Habanero and Black Coffee Hot Sauce.
We got that at World Market and Carmel. They had that.
That was tasty. It was tasty.
All
I expected
right.
it to be somewhere in this range, like the peach or the blueberry, and they were good, but they were, it was really tasty.
Yeah, I really liked it too. And that was a more recent one. I only tried a little bit of it before, but yeah, that was my favorite one.
Oh, see, it's coming in way, like it's slowing down and then it's ramping up again.
Right?
It's just
it just still hits. It's like, when I coughed, it made it so much worse. It's like it was like down my throat and then like back. It was like, oh no.
Why? Who makes this? Why have you done this? What company is this?
Now, I told you before the show when we were at...
Product of Kansas.
When we were at Jungle Gyms yesterday, they had a $40 bottle that was about half that size, and it came with a douser, like a one-drop douser. What would you use that for?
I mean...
Taking bets with your friends? Like, what else would... What other purpose would that serve?
Even then. See, this company... Is it Da Bomb Hot Sauce Company, or
yeah,
is it...
Yeah, yeah. Da Bomb is the brand. That's the product.
Beyond Insanity. Okay.
Yeah. Beyond Insanity is this hot sauce. So all of their sauces are Da Bomb. This one's Beyond Insanity.
Mm.
That was super expensive.
What? Yeah.
Was that
Yeah. Oh, no. The $900 one that they had? Yeah, no. I don't know who did that, but it came in a coffin.
That is so terrible. It's almost like... Look, Kansas City is a place for great barbecue, and if you want some hot sauce, Kansas City is a place to be. But Kansas City, Missouri. Now, I'm taking a stand on this. Fuck you, Kansas. Fuck you forever. Missouri is the best. Damn it. It doesn't go away. Okay. So, yeah, fucking Paul McCartney, I guess.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you for coming and joining in on some hot wings and subjecting yourself to a little bit of torture there at the end.
Thank you for dinner, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like, fuck you, David West. Well, thank you for dinner.
All right. Thank you.
So
everybody.
You have to start with those, or you wouldn't be able to taste them.
Oh yeah, like yeah. No, that's like.
I'm gonna have that for years.
Yeah, that's you're not you. There's no way that you can make it through this entire thing. That's
no.
There's zero possibility.
It's like, I touched my face a little bit, like right here with my nose, probably when I was blowing it, and now that...
It burns
that,
externally?
Like, this is burning. Like, my mustache is burning right now.
Ugh. All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Find us anywhere, podcasts, or listen to. We're on Podomatic, Stitcher. You can find us on Spotify. Thank you so much. And... Next week, one of our old hosts is joining us again. Peaches is going to be here to watch the show. And we're going to do this again. I'm booked throughout July. I have someone else coming every week to do this. So they'll get to pick all their sauces besides the last, I'm going to say the last three. Those are definitely the hottest at the moment.
Yeah.
And enjoy. Video will be up as soon as possible. The audio version will be posted on Sundays.
Fuck you, Kansas.